Secretary General Ban Ki-moon came to try to negotiate a ceasefire in a day of talks with senior Israeli leaders, ending with a meeting in Jerusalem with President Shimon Peres. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Ban repeatedly called for an immediate and urgent ceasefire respected by both Israel and Hamas.
The rockets must stop, and Israel's offensive must end.
Israel says its military offensive is aimed at stopping Hamas rocket fire into southern Israel. But Israeli officials say any ceasefire can hold only if Hamas is prevented from rearming. President Peres lay the blame for the current violence squarely on the shoulders of Hamas and accused the militant group of hiding among the civilian population of Gaza.
What they did is against all human norms. To bring bombs in kindergartens, to use human shield for covering the shooting of missiles against us.
The UN chief condemned the Hamas rocket fire and said he fully supports Israel's right to live in peace and to defend its citizens. But he said Israel must also act wisely in the interests of peace. He urged an immediate end to hostilities and said the issues for a longer-term settlement could be discussed afterwards.
There is no time to lose. The longer you take time, the more people will be killed. This is an unbearable situation.
The Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza says more than 1,000 people have been killed and more than 5,000 injured in the Israeli offensive. 13 Israelis have died in that time span, including 3 civilians killed by Hamas rockets. Mr. Ban's tone was more measured than earlier in the day when he expressed outrage at the Israeli shelling of a UN compound in Gaza City and demanded a full explanation. Israeli officials have expressed regret for the incident, but say their troops fired because they'd been fired upon by militants in the area. Fighting intensified in Gaza as Israeli troops and tanks moved deeper into crowded residential neighborhoods, sending residents fleeing in panic. One Israeli airstrike killed the Hamas interior minister, Syed Siam. Amid rising casualty figures and intense fighting, there's also increasing pressure to bring an end to hostilities. Mr. Ban has held talks in Egypt and Jordan. He's scheduled to meet Friday with Palestinian leaders in Ramallah before traveling to Turkey, Lebanon, Syria, and Kuwait. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.